picked up Mark, so I guess we're good.
Okay.
So we are out of executive session, back into public session. We have two action items in front of us. The first is that we are in need of an animal control officer. Is there a motion to enter an animal control contract with Laura Rohrig of Glenn Gardner with the contract that she's given before, that she's presented to us, entered into effective February 1st through a 12-month term with adjustments proposed now by our attorney?
I will motion that based on what's said, but I want to hear for the record.
And I and my adjustments that I added to our attorney's adjustments.
Do you want to read them? Should we read them out, or should we just?
We should read them out as in a. But I want to clarify. I would also seek permission from the committee to add additional. I don't want to say boilerplate, but what I think are necessary terms to the contract: non-financial terms, not increasing or affecting the price, not altering the duties or obligations as have been set forth by committee. And I promise not to do what I did in the telecom contract.
But because
the nature of the contract is written, I believe there's some other. But that all duties performed in accordance with the contract shall comply with NJSA 4:19-15-.16 at SEC, particularly but not limited to the ability to capture and transport an animal, and that person doing so shall be a certified animal control officer, once again meeting all the requirements set forth in the previously mentioned statute, and that the transportation and housing of the animals pursuant to this contract be done in accordance with the regulations promulgated in accordance with NJSA 4:19-15 set forth in the New Jersey Administrative Code, Chapter 8:23A-1.1 at SEC.
Okay. Now, the only thing is, that person be a certified ACO, that person is not the person who signs the contract necessarily. It's that person and anybody who works for that person. So that's what I want to make absolutely clear. Anybody who does the duties of the ACO for the Township of Lebanon is a certified ACO.
Could I suggest that we rely on our attorney draft that correctly?
Well, you can draft it correctly, but I want to make sure that they understand that this is very, very specific. It's not about Laura. It's Laura and crew.
I would like to rely on our attorney who's trained in such matters.
And yes, and that's true, but I know I also have talked to people. So
I think your concern is duly registered to the attorney.
Excellent.
So with that, are we prepared for a motion, Matt? Are we a motion to enter this contract with the various...
Just state on the record that the term of the contract will commence February 1st of 2019 and shall run through January 31st of 2020.
Okay.
Did you make that motion, Tom?
I did.
Okay, then I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Really? Yes.
Well, now that you put that in there, I was going to abstain if it wasn't for that.
The next item on the agenda is the hiring of a museum curator. Is there a motion to hire Gina Sampaio at a hourly rate of $19.25 an hour as our museum curator for 18 hours a week?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And is there a motion to hire Phil Honachevsky as a temporary employee in the position of associate curator at an hourly wage of $19 even per hour, with the expectation that he would work approximately 9 hours per week?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Having no other business before us, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Oh, boy, I never thought that would happen.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Oh, yes.
Yes. Thank you very
much.
All right,
very good. Good job.
Thank you.